know, they're a very talented team. You know, first of all, they obviously have a really strong running attack, two outstanding backs that are doing a great job, and Orton's playing well, obviously, and then he's got a lot of weapons to throw to, with Marshall on the outside, and then also obviously Stokely, who we certainly are familiar with, and obviously Eddie Royal. It's a great group of guys, and the two tight ends are very, very effective as well. So, you know, they pose a lot of problems for you from an offensive standpoint.
Jim, what has Larry Coyer given your defense that Colts defenses haven't had in the past? What has he brought to it?
Well, you know, I'd like to answer that in a little different way than what you asked it, because I think, you know, we've had some good solid defenses around. Let me just talk about what he brings to the table, not necessarily in contrast of who's been here previously, and I think that sort of diminishes their contribution to our staff. And it was, you know, those guys are pretty good coaches. So let's talk about what Larry has done. Larry, I think, has done just a tremendous job in terms of giving us a little flexibility within our scheme, because of the fact that he was very familiar with what we're doing, terminology, etc. He was able to come in and kind of blend maybe a little bit more aggressive style with what we've been accustomed to. He's a guy that is a real sound teacher, an outstanding teacher, really committed to what he believes in, and he gets the guys believing in it as well and performing. So he's done a tremendous job for him. And, you know, I've known him a long time. I mean, he and I have known each other since 1974, so it's been a while.
When you took over from Tony Dungy, I'm sure there was a lot of questions and people wondered, you know, whether or not how the team would change. How valuable was it when, you know, the number one leader on your team, Peyton Manning, got on board with that right away?
I think overall, you know, we have a real good, solid group of veteran leadership, and the guys have done a tremendous job here, and I think more so than anything else, you know, obviously I was very, very familiar with them, having been here 7 years prior to that. There was no guesswork. They didn't necessarily have to. Maybe they had to learn what I was like from a head coaching standpoint, but I think they probably realized that I haven't changed an awful lot. So, and I hadn't changed an awful lot. Thus, what we've done, we haven't deviated a whole lot from what we've done here previously. So that made the transition, I think, rather smooth for them.
Coach, what's Robert Mathis' status right now?
Kind of day to day, so we'll kind of see how he's going to do. But the great thing about him, he's been a quick healer.
Same goal with Charlie Johnson.
Day to day with him as well.
Coach, when you look around the league and some of the other first-year coaches, I think one of the things that sticks out about Indianapolis is having a quarterback and such an established quarterback. How much has that helped you, having Peyton, the familiarity with the system and how he's playing as opposed to maybe some of the other situations around the league?
Well, obviously, because of obviously he's a great player, there's no question about that, and he's performing extremely well. Our system has been kind of in place for a number of years, and he's extremely familiar with it and functioned within it very well. And having a guy like that, it certainly does decrease the amount of change that you have to make. There's no huge cultural change, just in terms of what we're doing schematically, and then also just in terms of our overall environment. But he's a talented guy, and when you have a veteran quarterback like him, he certainly is able to make some things happen for you.
When you watch film of the Broncos defense this week, did it jump out at you at how much they have changed on defense since you last played them?
It's obviously a different scheme schematically. I mean, we knew that coming in, so we anticipated and having that opportunity to watch some other film along the way as we were looking at other opponents. You can see they changed quite a bit, and they're playing extremely well. Very, very talented secondary just chock full of veterans and a good front seven as well. So, they give you a lot of problems. So we had an opportunity from time to time to see Mike Nolan at work, and he does a great job.
How has Peyton been able to speed up the development of some of these young guys like Austin Colley and Pierre and those kind of guys?
Well, the big thing, I think, performing reasonably well at this stage and wonder, you know, how it happened. But all of the work is kind of behind the scenes, and a lot of it began in the spring for Pierre a year ago for Austin, right after the draft. And, you know, those guys have worked together, Peyton and those young guys, sometimes just individual sessions, just kind of running routes and getting familiar with kind of where they should be. And you know, they spend a lot of time kind of working on those things. And so now you're starting to see some evidence of all that hard work. And those two guys are pretty diligent in terms of their work habits. But just like anything else, when you're young and your first year really playing an extensive amount of time, you know, you got to prove yourself every week. There's a new challenge for you, and this week is going to be a real challenge.
Dumervil has been compared to Freeney almost from the time Dumervil was drafted in 06. Do you see similarities? Is that a fair comparison?
Well, you know, they're both certainly great players that just have unbelievable power and quickness. And there are a lot of similarities, obviously, and primarily because of the fact they're both fast, they're both powerful, and they both are, you know, obviously have been the double-digit sack guys for an extended period of time. So, yeah, those guys, you have to block them, that's for sure, and they are relentless in terms of their effort.
Coach, you have some young players lining up at wide receiver, and the Broncos have one of the most experienced secondaries in the league. Do you see that as a key matchup playing out this week, and is that an advantage for one team or the other?
You know, they all have to kind of play themselves out. You know, obviously they have so much talent and experience back there. Yeah, it's going to be a real challenge. But like anything else, you know, the great thing about it is that you know, we kind of balance things out. We have some veteran receivers as well, and Reggie Wayne, and then also, you know, Dallas Clark. So we have a good mix there, I think. So I think it'll be a real good battle. But yeah, their experience is something that they're going to have to deal with. But not only that, not only experience, they're talented.
Peyton was saying that you're the guy who keeps all of the undefeated talk at bay. How have you been able to do that, and how do you, I guess, keep guys from looking ahead to, you know, history and those type of things?
Well, you know, because number one, I think when you start gazing out into the horizon, you lose your focus. And so I've been really just kind of harping on just trying to make certain that we look at the task at hand. That's the only thing that matters. All the scenarios don't matter, nothing. We just try to get it down to the lowest common denominator, and that is our preparation for the week is extremely important. We better concentrate on what we're doing. We better try to get better in practice. And then the other things will take care of themselves. You take care of the little things, the big things will take care of themselves.
Jim, have people started to ask you there yet what you're going to do about resting guys if you keep it going?
Certainly, yeah. You know, it's come up from time to time, and I, you know, if you're asking me that question, you want me to answer that for you?
No, I'm just kind of curious.
They've been asking, and what I've told them is that you know, whenever we get there to the point where we're in position to rest someone, and if we ever get there, then we will take a look at our team. We'll talk it out. We'll have some discussion about it. Look at the health of our team, and then make a decision from there. You know, so there's nothing been etched in stone. There's been no previous arrangement in terms of how we're going to handle it. We do have a history around here of handling it certain ways, but you know, we evaluate things year by year. So this year we'll look at it closely and determine what we want to do.
There's been a couple other quarterbacks in the league, Favre and Breeze, and these kind of guys who are getting a lot of, you know, early MVP buzz. Is Peyton under the radar this year just because of who he is, and should he be right in that discussion?
Yeah, I don't think he's under the radar. I think when you just, you know, kind of scan through the clips every day, you know, that I think people have understood and certainly see the kind of year that he's having, which has been absolutely outstanding, and I think they recognize that.
What is the most amazing thing about Peyton Manning, seeing him up close and coaching him?
I'm not certain that there's one single most thing, but I can tell you, you know, there's a few things that make him a bit unusual. His preparation, I think, and for each game is exhausting. I mean, he really works hard at trying to make certain that he knows every little detail about every situation that could arise. And then how he works, I mean, he works every day, even in the meeting room. I mean, he's a very, very intense, very focused individual, and he carries that out into the practice field, and he practices the same way with great intensity, and then thus I think you see obviously what he's been able to do on the field, and that's why, you know, even you know, the number of years that he's been in the league, that he continues to get better every year, because he doesn't rest on his laurels. He's never gotten complacent, and he's always scratching to try to get better.
Jim, did you tweak anything on offense when you took over? Was there anything you wanted to do that they weren't doing?
No.
You just let it go as is?
Yeah, I mean, every year we look at it and make some adjustments. I mean, even before, we go in and say we want to add a play here or there, that kind of thing, but nothing of significant note. But, you know, we do add a few plays and that kind of thing. But no, I did not go in and say, hey, I want to change this about our offense, plain and simple. Now, we did look at what we thought were our weaknesses and try to improve upon those, which we do every year. That's no different. But in terms of, you know, making some dramatic alteration, no.
And have you had much contact with Tony this season?
Yes. You know, I usually talk to him at least maybe once a week, either by phone or by text. So we kind of keep up with one another because we're not only from a coaching standpoint, but also obviously we're friends. And we do touch base at least once a week.
You're with the text generation?
Yeah, somewhat. I mean, I do. I can keep up and hold my own.
We appreciate it.
Thanks, John.
Thank you.
Thanks.